Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of The Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll give you an economic update. Lots of changes can happen quickly this year in the economy, so I'll talk about the most important ones that we're likely to see. And next Friday on June 17th, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I talk about what's up in the heavens today, I want to remind you that we're in one of the most unusual and amazing periods in all of history. And if you find that you need another perspective about changes that are happening in your life, call me for a consultation. My toll-free number is 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. And I also want to remind you that you can be much more successful by knowing what time it really is before you take important actions or make important decisions. My 2011 Good Timing Guide, Time Codes for Success, is an easy-to-use, color-coded calendar. It shows you quickly and easily the best dates for your important activities, and it includes information on all the codes as well as plenty of recommended job practices. It also shows you those timeout periods to avoid because nothing comes of actions taken during those times. So to get your own 2011 Good Timing Guide, go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And once you're there, just click on the Polaris store or look for the free Today's Guide on the homepage. Or just call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. And that number again, 877-524-8300. So, what is up in the heavens? Well, first of all, we're in a cycle that's associated with not seeing something clearly. This is the cycle of Mercury conjunct the Sun, and it's due to the fact that Mercury cannot be seen when it's too close to the Sun. However, when this cycle peaks on this Sunday, June 12th, we get several hours of perfect clarity. Hallelujah. This occurs between 11:32 a.m. and 10:10 p.m. Pacific time, or 2:32 p.m. on the 12th through 1:10 a.m. on June 13th Eastern time. And this is like being in the eye of the hurricane, the one place of calm. And after that period of clarity, the cycle continues to give challenges seeing something clearly until it's out of range on June 19th. So wait to make important decisions during this period unless you make them on the 12th. Also notice that June 12th has an orange final result, which indicates that deals or situations that are expected to come together are falling apart. And perhaps that's due to gaining clarity on that day. Anyways, pay attention that day if you're about to make a deal. Now, next, we're back to eclipses again, next Wednesday, June 15th, when we'll have the second of three eclipses. Now, this one will be a total lunar eclipse. However, it occurs during the afternoon on our side of the planet, so we won't get to see it. This eclipse has the same primary meaning as the one we had on June 1st, and it's related to growth and expansion, but it comes with loss, separation, aggravation, or inhibition. Now, the secondary meaning of this eclipse is related to protection while practicing. And you might feel like you're in the throes of a real situation, but you're really in training. So continuing to practice and pay attention now leads to greater abilities in the future when you'll need them for a much more demanding and tougher situation. Now, this full moon eclipse has energies which are very similar to the ones we had on June 1st, and it's very unusual to have two eclipse charts be so similar. The hidden structural changes that we had on June 1st are still there, and they still impact the same industries of the internet, communications and broadcasting industries, schools, roads and bridges, data transmission, and such as merchant card processing and or the banks. Now, in addition, the stock markets appear to be undergoing more unexpected changes. This time, though, those hidden financial situations are coming to light and being seen. And it appears that perhaps an accountant or a very good bookkeeper is going through the books with a fine-tooth comb and making corrections, which is shown by the cycle of Venus trine Saturn. And perhaps we'll get an accurate accounting of the situation as it's revealed next Wednesday. Now, some stocks appear to be gaining via inflation at that time. However, keep in mind that stocks have lost over 80% of their value in the past 10 years compared to the value of gold. So gold has increased by over 5 times during the same 10-year period. The bond markets look like they're doing quite a lot better at that time than stocks, but it remains to be seen how they'll do after our quantitative easing 2 is over on June 30th. Now, how can you know if you or your business will be impacted by an eclipse? The June 15th total lunar eclipse occurs at 24 degrees and 23 minutes in the sign of Sagittarius. So if you have planets or personal points between 20 to 28 degrees of either Gemini or Sagittarius, then you or your company will definitely be impacted by this eclipse. Now, this past week, we've also been in a period of confusion related to money and relationships. And that can also include the potential for deception related to money and relationships. That cycle is Venus square Neptune. And it peaked earlier today, and it stays in range through next Wednesday, June 15th. So this is a good time to avoid investing, since you could make poor investment choices during this period and lose money. You could also be conned in a romance, so be careful. Pay attention to your intuition. Now, however, beginning this Sunday, June 12th, we start to come out of confusion related to money and relationships with a better cycle. This could suggest that you're getting a better handle on financial issues, or you and another person may start to get on the same page related to a deal. In either case, the situation improves through June 17th, when this cycle of Venus trine Saturn peaks. Now, this cycle is excellent for signing contracts because it indicates that both parties understand their responsibilities to each other and have a good working relationship. So, if you must sign a contract during June, then June 17th is the only good day we have for signing a significant contract. However, you should note that signing contracts within 1 week of an eclipse is iffy. And since this eclipse has aggravation, loss, or separation associated with growth, those energies will still impact your contract, so be prepared for that if you use that date. However, there is no better date to sign a contract in June. Now, next, we're now in a cycle that's associated with inflation and higher interest rates. And hey, we already know this is happening if we eat food or buy gas, right? It's just the government that can calculate inflation. This is the cycle of Jupiter sextile Neptune. And this cycle also provides opportunities for envisioning the future, which is pretty important now. And that's because we're creating our thoughts so quickly now. So I encourage you to make a vision board now or to finish the sentence, "If I had it my way, I would." Both are powerful tools for gaining clarity about what you would like in your life or business now. This cycle stays in range through June 23rd, so make good use of it. Now, at the same time that's occurring, we also have a cycle that's associated with very large growth. This is the cycle of Jupiter trine Pluto. Now, for businesses, this can mean either gaining very large and powerful clients or gaining access to the masses. The cycle is particularly good for working with very large business clients. Jupiter trine Pluto stays in range a very long time through April 14th of 2012. On a more personal note, though, if this impacts you, you could gain in power or status. You could also gain an inner knowing of what's true or not true. Anyone can make good use of this cycle by starting important projects during this time. The cycle is relatively uncommon, and the last time we had it was in late October 2002. The next time we'll get this is in late June 2016, so make good use of it. Now for a tip from my 2011 Good Timing Guide. This week your tip is this. Warning, tomorrow on Saturday, June 11th, we have a timeout period that lasts through 1:05 p.m. Pacific time or 4:05 p.m. Eastern time. Now, after that's over, though, we still have a falling out or an orange final result until late on Sunday night at 8:52 p.m. Pacific time or 11:52 p.m. Eastern time. And we get another long timeout on Monday, June 13th. So plan now to clean up on Saturday and or Monday. Timeouts are fantastic times to clean up, organize, catch up, or finish things. And it's a terrible time to start new things or purchase important items. So do your research this weekend and wait to buy or start new projects until next Friday, June 17th. And if you can't wait that long, then do it today because we have a good final result today. Now, lastly, just a quick reminder that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. And you can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it. And it's the copy of the information I give you each week on the radio, so you don't need to take notes. Just go to my website at askmadeline.com and look for the What's Up in the Heavens link in a box at the top right of the homepage. That's askmadeline.com, and it's free, so get signed up today. Now, do you know what's ahead for our economy? What will happen to our dollar? Stocks, bonds, gold, treasuries, or U.S. debt? Want to come back from the short break? I'll give you an economic update, especially related to likely changes that could occur quickly. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Frazier is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Frazier Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Frazier Show.
Hey, have you heard about Foss Farms dressings? Foss Farms uses locally grown herbs and berries to create unique salad dressings that are a small slice of heaven. Unlike mass-produced salad dressings, they are made in small batches to protect the integrity of the unique tastes. Choose from raspberry, cranberry, blackberry, marionberry, and creamy herbal Provencal. All Foss Farms products are 100% vegan and are certified gluten-free and certified kosher. Go to FossFarmsInc.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Are you feeling stuck in a dead-end job, an unhappy relationship, or struggling with your health? Would you like to thrive in all areas of your life? Tricia Moore can help you find the answers you're looking for. A gifted, intuitive consultant, Tricia will help you find your passion and gain confidence to move ahead at record speed. Schedule a free 15-minute consultation. Call 206-618-8601 and visit TrishaMoore.com. Move into action, one intuitive step at a time.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. Talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Now, today I'm giving you an economic update, especially related to the situations that could change quickly. Now, first, I'd like to explain just a bit about the value of the U.S. dollar. A long time ago, our dollar was backed by gold, which meant that you could trade a dollar for gold. And as currency, the dollar was considered as good as gold. Along the way, in the last century, we had a few changes to that gold standard, but essentially we stayed on some version of the gold standard until President Nixon closed the gold window in the early 1970s. Now, until then, all currencies in the world were pegged to the U.S. dollar. And since the dollar was on the gold standard, essentially that meant that all currencies were on the same footing. They were all on the gold standard. And all that was lost in the early 1970s when we went off the gold standard. Now, here are some interesting statistics related to our dollar and other paper currencies as well. The first one is that over the last 100 years, every currency has fallen 96 to 99% in value when compared to the value of gold. Now, that alone is scary enough, but how about this statistic? In the past 10 years, all currencies have fallen 80% in value against the value of gold. Holy cow, can you see where that's headed? Eventually, all paper currencies will reach their natural intrinsic value, which is nothing. Okay, now my long-term subscribers have heard me say this before. There has never in the history of the entire world ever been a successful currency that wasn't backed by gold or another valuable metal. For that reason alone, I have unequivocally stated before, and I'm saying it again now, the U.S. dollar, along with other paper currencies, will fail. The only question is when, not if. Now, astrologically, we have some cycles this year through March 2012, which could be associated with sudden and unexpected failure of the U.S. dollar, the failure of our treasury bonds and bills, and or the failure of our banking system. Now, I'll talk more about the treasuries in a few minutes, but in terms of currency failure, though, the latest that I can see it occurring astrologically is in early 2015. Now, as I just mentioned, it could also occur between now and March 2012. A lot will depend on the choices our government and elected officials make, as well as the choices we make. Now, what causes any currency to fail? Well, it's the printing of more and more money with nothing behind it. And that's what quantitative easing 1 and 2, the TARP funds for banks and the bailouts for GM, Chrysler, and AIG and all the rest were doing. Now, all those activities were printing more and more money. And when more money is created, the dollars that are already in existence lose part of their value. It takes more and more of them to buy the same product. That's what we call inflation. Now, we typically perceive inflation to be higher prices, but that's not what's really happening. It's the value of the dollar which is being lost when we have inflation. Higher prices simply reflect the lower value of the U.S. dollar. Now, with a situation like this at hand, it only makes sense to have a large portion of your investments in gold and perhaps some in silver, too. Now, why is that? Because gold especially is the primary method of preserving wealth in times like this. And by that I mean, as the value of the dollar or any currency goes down, the value of gold goes up proportionally. So if you save your money by buying gold, even by buying 10-ounce or quarter-ounce gold coins, you'll be way ahead of anyone who saves any money in a bank or a certificate of deposit. Now, earlier in the show, I also mentioned that our stock market has lost over 80% of its value in the past 10 years as compared to the value of gold. Now, back in early 2000, the Dow Jones reached over 14,000, and back then, the value of gold was less than $300 per ounce. Now the Dow Jones Industrial Index is around 12,000, still lower than it was 10 years ago. And on the other hand, gold has increased to over $1,500 per ounce, more than five times its value back in 2000. So the value of stocks are essentially following the value of the U.S. dollar, which has also lost 80% of its value against the value of gold since 2000. Plus, just recently, Utah passed a bill making gold and silver legal currencies in that state. Now, that's got to be the beginning of the end for the dollar. Now, I often get questions about how to buy gold, so I want to quickly mention that the best way to do this, in my opinion, is to contact your local coin shops and buy standard gold coins produced by the United States, Canada, and other countries. Now, I have an article on my site titled How to Buy Gold, and to get that, go to my site at askmadeline.com and click on the link for articles at the top of the homepage. You'll find it in the list of articles, and that site again is askmadeline.com. Now, how high could the value of gold go? That's a great question. The top experts in the field are predicting around $8,000 per ounce between 2013 and 2016. That just gives you a sense of how low the value of the dollar could go. Now, however, that question is essentially unanswerable because we don't know how many more dollars will be printed. And depending on how much more is printed, the price of gold could go quite a lot higher than $8,000 per ounce. At some point, I expect that the U.S. will be forced to back the dollar with gold, which is why I recommend gold over silver. Now, in addition, we're just now seeing institutions start to buy gold as part of their investments for pension plans, insurance, and hedge funds. Now, back on April 19th, the University of Texas announced that they purchased $1 billion of gold for their pension funds. And as more institutions start doing this, the value of gold will go up quite quickly. In today's written What's Up in the Heavens, I'll include a link to a video which will tell you a lot more about currencies and gold. And I hope you'll watch it and take steps to protect your money. I actually no longer leave any extra money in savings at the bank. I buy gold coins instead, even if I can only buy a 10th ounce coin. Okay, now let's talk about the U.S. debt for a few minutes and what's happening with the U.S. debt and treasuries. First of all, the U.S. has reached the maximum amount of debt that it can borrow by law. Now, basically, the U.S. debt level is at 100% of its annual gross domestic product. And what that means is that our federal government's debt level is as high as the entire amount of goods and services produced by the entire country in a year. Now, right now, the U.S. owes about $14.4 trillion in debt, plus, of course, interest. Okay. However, that now that the U.S. has reached the maximum amount of debt by law, in order to prevent the U.S. from defaulting on its treasury bills and bonds, Congress has to pass a higher debt ceiling. Basically, that means that Congress has to say it's okay for the U.S. Treasury to take on more debt and before it can do so to keep the government afloat. Now, at the moment, the Treasury Department is using some creative accounting to prevent the U.S. from defaulting. In Congress, the Republicans are trying to force Congress to lower the spending and cut out Medicare in exchange for passing a higher debt ceiling. Now, if they're not successful at passing that proposed budget, though, the U.S. will default on August 2nd. Lately, the Republicans have threatened to let the government default for a few days. There's basically a big game of chicken being played out in Congress. So what has China said about this? After all, China owns over $1 trillion of the U.S. Treasuries. This week, China warned the Republicans that they are playing with fire by contemplating even a short default. China warned that a default would undermine the U.S. dollar, which means it would drop in value even more than it has already. China also said that the consequences of even a brief default will be very serious. It could destabilize the global economy, and of course it would create even more tension in an already tense relationship with China. Now, in addition, last Friday on June 3rd, CNS News reported that the Chinese had divested 97% of its holdings in U.S. Treasury bills in March of this year. Now, that's the latest month for which we have data. Basically, China went from owning a peak of $210.4 billion of treasury bills in May of 2009 to a low of $5.69 billion of treasury bills in March 2011. Now, however, even with that sell-off, China still owns a total of over $1 trillion in U.S. treasury bonds and notes, so they still have a lot of influence in the situation. Now, one last comment about the congressional budget. Cutting out Medicare and other benefits to the poor, sick, or elderly is really not going to help. That money for benefits is returned to the economy every month as those people spend everything they get. However, most of our top corporations are not paying taxes, and many receive very large refund checks of millions or billions of dollars from the IRS as well. So it only makes sense to stop providing corporate welfare first. That's especially true since many companies now hold very large amounts of cash instead of reinvesting it. So what to do? Each week I give a prosperity tip, and this week your tip is this. Before the value of our U.S. dollar becomes zero, put as much of your money, stocks, and bonds as possible into physical gold coins or bars. And do this because gold is now the safest and highest return investment you can make, not out of fear. Do it to preserve the value of your money as often as possible, even if you only buy a 10th ounce of gold at a time. Now, next Friday on June 17th, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I give you my prosperity tip and take your calls. And lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's A-S-K-M-A-D-E-L-I-N-E. And while you're there, remember to order your 2011 Get Timing Guide and newsletter so you can work in harmony with the universe. And also sign up for our free What's Up in the Heavens. Or call us at 877-524-8300. That number again, 877-524-8300. This is Madeline Gerwig, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lucinda Messer. I bet you didn't know that if you are only taking 1,000 units of vitamin D daily, that you're consuming the dosage required for a 25-pound child. Research shows that a healthy person actually requires at least 1,000 units per 25 pounds of body weight. That places most adults between 4,000 and 8,000 units per day, if they're considered healthy. For more information, visit my website, PowerfulD.com. That's PowerfulD.com. Or call me at 888-827-9770. That's 888-827-9770. Powerful medicine, powerful healing for a vibrant life.
Get ready to feel more alive. Alive with a Deal brings you the truth behind things you experience every day, ways you can heal yourself, and choices that make you feel truly alive. A Deal is a true Renaissance man, a world-renowned yoga master, naturopathic doctor for 10 years, an attorney, and has degrees in physics, math, hypnotherapy, massage, operatic singing, plus he's an expert in green home building. Alive with a Deal discusses health for your body, from heartache to heartburn, your mind, from judgment to joy, your home, from cooking to color, and your spirit, so you can bring forth your talents hidden deep within. A Deal bravely discusses things most people wouldn't touch, delivered with compassion, integrity, and wit. Alive with A Deal is about your own healing so that you feel more alive. Tune in each Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio and Alternative Talk. Feel more alive. Alive with A Deal.
The In Search of the Miraculous 3-day workshop at the Omega Institute from July 29th to the 31st can change your life. Learn how to identify and erase your unconscious programs. Experience the quick and profound results of the revolutionary self-healing Dalian method. And fast forward your healing journey into consciousness with direct individual guidance from Mata. To register for this life-changing workshop with Eliza Mata Dalian at the Omega Institute, visit the calendar of events at DalianMethod.com.
Hi, Katya here from Urban Wellness, your local herb shop, with your herbal tip of the week. Lavender essential oil, a must-have for your home and first aid kit. Lavender is one of the most versatile and safest oils to use. Apply directly to bug bites, bee stings, and heat burns to help with pain, swelling, itching, and to promote tissue regeneration and repair. Dilute and apply to temples and inhale or add to baths and massage oils for headaches and for general stress relief. Thanks for tuning in to my Herbal Tip of the Week. Come see us at 103 Lake Street South in Kirkland, Washington, or online at urbanwellness.net.